Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener, Wayne Bowman. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, we have talked about fall gardening now a couple of times, going back into midsummer, and really, we're getting pretty late in the game here for a fall garden, but I guess you've still got a little bit of time if you want to put a few things in.
Yeah, you really have to check and see how long it's going to be before the plants will produce. The one nice thing about it is if you didn't rip out your tomatoes and peppers, they're beginning to flower and produce with the temperatures going down. So that is one good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you said that there's still some plants you can pick up in the garden centers and the nurseries that you could still put out.
Yeah, when you buy transplants like that, of course they are a little bit older than you're seeding them in, so that you will get something out. And of course, some of those plants are frost tolerant too.
Uh-huh. And what would be some good choices at this date of early to mid September?
Oh, we're talking about the cold crops. We're talking about the cabbages and broccoli and such like that. Mm-hmm. I've got beets and beans coming up. They will be ready to harvest about 2 weeks before the first expected frost. So that's what we're looking at there.
Mm-hmm. That first frost, well, it kind of varies depending on where you are, but around November 1st, am I very far off there?
About a week after that. 2 weeks after that, November 15th, I'm pretty sure is the date. But like you say, it does vary a lot around here. It varies by a week and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, what you're at.
So, but in general, about mid-November then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. All right. So Wayne also wanted to talk today about soil. You say, I don't think I pronounced that very well, soil.
Yes.
And it's really... gardeners have to be forward-looking, don't they, Wayne? So it's time now to be thinking about the spring garden, now's a good time to test.
Yeah, now's a good time to amend that soil. We've got all different kinds of soil in northeast Texas, from sandy loam to black gumbo.
Yep.
I've got the gumbo. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's a challenge. But it's time to think about putting leaves and compost and things like that. As soon as the leaves come off the trees, you can put those on there and leave them over the wintertime so they'll decompose in there. It'll loosen up the soil, make it better for growing the plants, make it better to till up, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talk about soil testing. Would you call and you can get a test that you can do yourself? Is that right?
Yes. Texas A&M, the Agricultural Services, has a soil testing laboratory, and you can get a sample bag from your local ag agent. You'll have to call them this because the offices actually aren't open, but they will make, if you'll give them a ring, they'll make some provisions for you to get the soil testing bag. And there's, if you go online, the TAMU, the agricultural site, there's a form to fill out. And they'll tell you what your soil needs. It test costs about $12.
Uh-huh.
And if you let them email you the results, the results is free.
And we're talking with Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. Here in Hunt County, you would go through AgriLife and their office there on Washington Street. But as you say, better to call, I guess, these days.
Yeah, you got to call them because the office is officially closed.
So the point of the soil testing is to know what you need in terms of fertilizer.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, fertilizer can mean either chemical fertilizer or organics.
Yeah.
I know when I got my soil test back the first time, I had everything in it. That black soil is rich, except for nitrogen. And there wasn't enough nitrogen in there to grow grass.
Yeah. Do you think, as a master gardener, you may or may not have an opinion on this, we've always heard how fertile the black land soil is. Is it as fertile as it ever has been? Or you know, after all these years, has it been depleted somewhat?
Well, it depends on where you're at. I mean, they used to grow a lot of cotton right here. Cotton really drains it out bad. But if you notice, they're still growing a lot of cotton, and it seems to be growing quite well. Like I said, it sucks a lot of nitrogen out of the soil.
Yeah.
And so if you add nitrogen to the soil, slow-release nitrogen, That'll help build it back up.
That's kind of the number one need, isn't it? That's most typical need that people have is for nitrogen.
Right, in the blackland, that is.
Yeah.
And, of course, like I said, it will vary according to where you're at.
Yeah.
Because within a mile of my house, I have three different kinds of soil. My neighbor has sandy loam, and there's gray clay just down the road from me. And, of course, I've got the black stuff. So get that soil test. They'll tell you what you need.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, and without being too specific, where do you live?
Around between Merritt and Celeste.
Okay, so to the west, northwest of Greenville, then, is where you are. Yeah, Wayne always provides me with some notes, and you have a personal story about adding organic matter.
Yeah, when I moved here the first time, I filled up the garden. It was all lawn over there, and it was a pretty good sized piece of lawn. I killed out the grass and I started tilling it up, and it was just like tilling up rocks. And it came up with big old softball-sized clods and everything. Well, over the last 4 or 5 years, I've been adding a lot of organic material into it, and it's beginning to look really good every time I till it. And of course, I keep on adding the organic stuff to it.
So it pays off.
It certainly does.
If you work on it. Wayne, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
All right, John, you take care, and hopefully we'll see you in the studio.
I hope so. Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.